Heads immersed in waking dreams. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did you see that viral picture from the Mobile World Technology Conference in Barcelona, Spain? Hundreds of journalists wearing virtual reality headsets, completely oblivious as Facebook billionaire Mark Zuckerberg, the interview they would all kill for, brushes past them unnoticed. Remember the early 3D goggles? Big, crude, clunky. You felt like an idiot wearing them. And when you saw somebody else wearing them, you realized, not only do you feel like an idiot, you look like an idiot. Well, the new 3D headsets are lighter, thoroughly absorbing. They'll eventually include touch, acceleration, smell. And while they will be used for serious applications, the big money will be in immersive experiences in fantasy universes. Now, I suppose you could argue at least it's safer than dope, right? But you could also argue it's much more dangerous. Because unlike dope, you're not just surrendering yourself to the random eruptions of your own brain. You're surrendering to sensory manipulations from the mind of a stranger. It's a whole new type of drug, just as addictive, but protected by the First Amendment, and no smuggling necessary. And unlike ordinary drugs, this is a drug that, in the wrong hands, could plant the same new reality in millions of minds. As that viral snapshot from Barcelona demonstrates, the headsets still make people look like idiots, but only until the last guy watching from the outside finally puts on his headset, at which point it will no longer matter. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.